ST, the Sully Show, on each weekday between noon and 2, and every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock, we have a chat with the man, the myth, the legend. His name is Rick Limpert. Rick, what's happening?
Sully, I am a man. I don't know if I'm a myth or a legend, but I'm happy to be with you every Friday.
Well, you do know a few myths, and that might be helpful at some point to us, right?
And I know a few legends. I know you.
So, Come on. Listen to this guy. You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there, Rick Roswell, covers sports and technology on a national level, writing a daily column for TheExaminer.com. Of course, he's contributed to Yahoo News and Sports. See his work periodically in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and other places, including Everything Georgia. You can get a hold of them at GAFollowers.com. And a lot of folks thinking about spring cleaning in a very physical and practical sense, but we can also think about spring cleaning for our technology, right?
Well, spring cleaning your house, spring cleaning your technology with a little technology and gadgets involved. So we'll talk about that today.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about these vacuums. I'm actually in the market for a new vacuum, so I'm glad that we're talking about this today.
Well, this is your one-stop shop, Sully. Shark Vacuums. It's a great store. They started out as a small company. They rose rapidly here in the U.S., and they have a number one market share in the $160 to $260 price segment, which is the biggest price segment when it comes to vacuums. They're the highest in customer satisfaction, and I have a Shark vacuum. They do great, and you can't beat that price, and probably I would advise you to look at a Shark.
I know the website is sharkclean.com, and being in need of a vacuum, I'm certainly going to check it out, but it really is hard for this segment, and this product is a very competitive market. There are tons of companies out there trying to hawk your vacuum cleaner. Some of them are coming door-to-door to your house sometimes, but to be able to gain the customer satisfaction ratings that they have is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, they do a great job. You know, usually when you buy a vacuum, you don't want to go too cheap, and you can't afford really to go too expensive. Shark's in that middle segment, and really, I recommend them wholeheartedly.
All right, we're chatting with Rick Limpert. We do it every Friday, a little after 1 o'clock. We talk about some technological things and some other things related to the world of tech. And you can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. Rick, I used to work at a dry cleaner. Is this Swash looking to take money away from the dry cleaner, potentially?
Well, I put this in here just because I knew you were intimately involved in this one, Sully. This is called the Swash. It's basically like a little device where you hang your clothes in it, and it comes out looking like it was at the dry cleaner. Now, it's not cheap. It's about $500, and it takes about 10 minutes to do it. So there's a picture on my website, ricklimpert.info. If you've never heard of the Swash, you got to take a look at this.
And it is also available, what, at Bed Bath & Beyond, right?
Yeah, and you use like a little cup is what does the dry cleaning work. It's like a kind of like a Keurig machine. You buy the cups at Bed Bath & Beyond and other stores. And I have never tried it myself, but I know other people that have, and they think it's a pretty cool device.
I mean, the picture of it that I'm looking at here really looks like something out of the Jetsons. State-of-the-art, futuristic technology.
There's something like the guys who come up with on the Big Bang Theory. They put your shirt in this little device, it comes out looking like it was at the dry cleaners.
Talking with Rick Limpert, we do it every Friday just after 1 o'clock. You can get more on Rick and read his daily work on ricklimpert.info. That's his website. We're all looking for power. Our batteries run down on our cell phones. Tell us about this Justin from iHome Products.
Yeah, well, Innovative Technology has a Justin-line portable power device. One has got a little stand so you can prop your device up while it's charging. Very cool. That's the built-in stand one. And the other one has a digital readout on it. You can tell how much power is in your power bank. And it's got the countdown from 100 down to 0. So I mean, I have got lots of power banks sitting around, and I don't know what the power situation is in them. So Justin Line from Innovative Technology works really well.
And you can, of course, get more information on that at iHomeProducts.com. It is amazing, Rick, how competitive a market the battery and power charging products have really become over the last couple of years.
It's really amazing. I think last year, 2 years ago, I had about 20 companies wanting to send me their devices to look at it. They're all pretty similar, but the Justin line is a little different, and I think fits in with organizing your life a little bit.
Next up, something that I know I need because I got a little bit of a spare tire around the waist there. Vita Health Coach app. The app is free, but there's some bells and whistles that you can pay for that might make your weight loss goals even more achievable.
Yeah, for $15 a week, you can have access to a private coach through the app. That you can ask questions to, we'll give you ideas and workouts and that type of thing. So Vita Health Coach, you download the app, and then you can try it for that $15 a week. It's kind of like having a personal trainer right at your beck and call 24/7. And $15 a week, it may seem like a lot, but compared to what you'd be paying normally, it's a pretty good deal.
Now, I'm looking at a screenshot here of what the app looks like. It looks like FaceTime, essentially, is what they're using when you interact with your personal coach. Is that right?
Yeah, interactive. You have a private coach that'd be available to you. There's videos on there, daily reminders. It's a pretty intense app.
I don't know. I bet there's some weirdos that might try to take advantage of this in an interesting way and maybe end up talking to these coaches about other stuff other than weight loss.
There goes your mind again.
Look, I just read too much of this stuff on the internet. I see all these stories. Rick Limper with us on 640 WGST. He joins us every Friday talking technology. Of course, you can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there, Rick Limpert, or rather Rick Roswell is his Twitter handle, and his website, ricklimpert.info. We all need help with organization. I know certainly I can speak for myself, and I know I do. Tell us about the 3030 app.
Yeah, if you've been searching around for an app, maybe a scheduling app or an app to be organized, 3030 breaks everything into 30-minute increments, real easy to set up, real easy to organize your day and your week and your month. And I kind of like this app, and it's free also, so it's worth a try.
Yeah, pretty good screenshots, too, if you want to check it out. The 3030 app. Look at the reviews in your app store today. Tell us about the Epson Workforce printer, this all-in-one machine.
Well, this will help you consolidate. So if you have a scanner, if you have a copier, if you have a couple printers laying around your office, you can get rid of all of them and just get this one printer, the 7610 Workforce from Epson. It does all of that and more. It also will print widescreen formatting as well, 13 by 19, 11 by 17 with ease. And Epson has great color. Their price on refills is great, and it takes all different types of paper. So get rid of all your other printers, scanners, copiers, and just get this one all-in-one printer.
In addition to your technology work, you also cover sports some, of course, for Yahoo News. What do you think of the Final Four this weekend? Where are you watching the games, and who do you have winning it all?
I'll be out of town, so I'll be watching. It's going to be Kentucky's tournament to win or lose, I think. It just depends on how they play. When they're playing their best, I just don't even think Wisconsin can stay with them. So it's going to be fun to watch, though.
Meanwhile, other basketball, how about the Boston Celtics hanging around and potentially getting the 8th seed? If they are able to get into the playoffs as the 8th seed, they will face the Atlanta Hawks in the opening round of the NBA playoffs. That should be pretty fun. Those two teams have a nice little history in recent years together.
They do, and I know you'll be jonesing for tickets at Phillips, so I hope to be able to head to a game with you.
Absolutely, man. It'll be a lot of fun. For more on Rick, make sure you hit his website. It's ricklimpert.info. His handle on Twitter, Rick Roswell. Also want to mention that you can pick up Rick's new sports travel book. It's called The Fam Trip Field Guide. It's available in the Kindle store on Amazon.com and in paperback form on the bookpatch.com. I hope you enjoy the basketball games, and thank you for always joining us here on Fridays on 640 WGST, my man.
Highlight of my week, Charlie. Great to talk to you every week.
That's Rick Limpert. We're at the Taco Mac, T-Mac, Lindbergh in Atlanta. The Sully Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST, available on iHeartRadio. We're back after this.